Pakistani cleric calls for a Christian to be killed. A toxic flood in Hungary presents ministry challenges, and an outreach launches its response to child trafficking in Africa. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A Pakistani woman receives yet another setback. Asha Bibi, accused of blasphemy in 2009, is in fear for her life from not only her judicial death sentence, but Islamic groups that have protested against her. Carl Muller with Open Doors USA says,
"The latest tragic development is that a hardline cleric in Pakistan is actually offering a reward for anyone who will kill Asha Bibi if the government does not put her to death."
Open Doors is working with the United Nations to bring the case to the world's attention. Nearly 500,000 people from around the world have signed a petition against Pakistan's blasphemy laws. Muller says Christians hope to make a difference for Christ in Pakistan.
"We continue to stand with the church in Pakistan. We continue to help them face the incredible pressure, the almost unimaginable pressure that they're under every day, by spiritual means, by encouragement through Bibles and training, through advocacy, speaking out on their behalf."
Next, a toxic flood in Hungary isn't having the effect disasters typically have on a community, spiritually speaking. Southern Baptists are focusing on the area flooded by 185 million gallons of toxic red sludge in October. 8 people died, 100 were injured, while affecting 7,000 other residents. International Mission Board says ministry challenges abound. The city's newly elected mayor has asked the team not to preach the gospel, just pass out food. Pray God will open hearts. You're listening to Mission Network News. The United Nations says over 1 million of the world's poorest kids are trafficked every year. It's a heinous crime of isolation. But Every Child Ministries' Lorella Rouster has found a solution to child trafficking in child evangelism.
"To evangelize children and families, you need to really get to know the people very well. And to stop child trafficking, it also requires that you know the area intimately so that you can see if anything is going wrong."
ECM sent some of their workers to high-risk areas.
"Some of our street workers who knew one certain area very well had been able to intervene twice, coming to the rescue of children, one who had been trafficked and another who was in imminent danger of being trafficked."
Why is the gospel effective?
"The gospel gives a tremendous sense of worth to a human being."
Next, radio ministry is flourishing in a country that up until 2 years ago was strictly a Hindu monarchy. When Nepal made the switch in 2008, Thai Stakes says HCJB Global started to help add radio that presents the gospel in a unique way.
"It's very difficult for people to do real direct evangelistic type radio outreach. And what really works better is for people to express their faith in ways that are very relevant to the community."
The now 4 stations have been involved in anything from giving agricultural advice to helping partners who rescue trafficking victims. Outreach has been an easy result of community involvement. In just a couple of months, 18 people had already reported coming to Christ.
"That's where community-based programming really works, where you're helping people to not only know the truth, but also to live a better life, and showing the love of Jesus in very practical ways when you do it."
And MNN doesn't talk a lot about physical healing, but it does happen. Gospel for Asia-supported pastor Samuel Chauhan serves on their film ministry team. He says God's using the film Man of Mercy, a story about Christ, to do that. He's shown the film in 33 villages and cities. He's seen many not only come to Christ, but experience physical healing as they do. This testimony is leading others to watch the film. Pray for Samuel's failing eyesight and that he'll be able to continue the work. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The Karen people of Burma face unspeakable atrocities every day, yet few people know much about it. Vision Beyond Borders is making available an incredible DVD documentary and associated prayer guide to help you pray more effectively. Get these free resources, call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.